Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Krall. WJFW is reporting a former Antigo school superintendent will spend 9 months in jail and has to register as a sex offender after being sentenced in court Wednesday. 60-year-old Stephen Smolik pled guilty in Marathon County Court to exposing his genitalia to a child and having sex with a child over 16. Smolik was the Antigo superintendent for one school year before he resigned in 2013. According to the criminal complaint, he met a 16-year-old on an app. They met in person at a school near where the child lived and drove to Smolik's apartment. Investigators believe the crimes happened in early 2015 when he was living in Mozanie. The State Natural Resources Board Wednesday approved a multi-million-dollar, more than 14,000-acre easement in Iron County. The land is in the towns of Mercer, Knight, and Cary, and adjacent to the Twin Lakes Forestry easement. The conservation easement cost $4.8 million. It's purchased from the Keweenaw Land Association as part of the state's Forest Legacy Program. DNR Real Estate Chief James Lemke says he was impressed with the tracts.
I was struck with the diversity of the property, the diversity in the nature. It offers a lot of rolling topography with upland forests, wetlands, and meadows. There are, as it says in our bullet point, 3.24 miles of trout stream and almost 14 miles of unnamed streams on the property, so it has quite a bit of opportunity for fishing. And there are also multiple unnamed lakes to explore on this particular easement.
Andy says the tracks will connect existing public lands in addition to providing road access for public outdoor recreation. Keweenaw agreed to allow licensed vehicles on the property, and Lemke says there will be $400,000 in perpetuity to maintain roads on the tracks. Lemke says as of now, Keweenaw does not want ATV access on those roads. It's only DOT licensed vehicles. And there's a meeting in Rhinelander Wednesday to alert the public how local programs and coalitions are working to address homelessness and housing in the area. The housing director for NewCap, Debbie Bushman, outlines what the program will be.
The Wisconsin Balance of State Continuum of Care is going to come and do a presentation that talks about the state of homelessness in four counties that the NWISH local coalition that is in Rhinelander serves.
The NWISH coalition serves the housing needs in Forest, Langlade, Oneida, Vilas counties. Bushman says there's a growing need to serve homeless people in this area.
We have what we call a prioritization list. So anybody who is homeless or at risk of homelessness has to come through a coordinated entry system. For the northern counties that NewCap serves and the NWISH counties, the prioritization list continues to grow. And we don't have enough funding in the area to serve all that needs assistance.
The public is invited to the meeting Wednesday, March 6th at 9:30 a.m. at the Rhinelander District Library Meeting Room on Stephen Street. Governor Tony Evers will include changes to the juvenile justice system in the budget plan he releases later today. The Democrat wants to delay indefinitely the closure of the state's juvenile prisons in Lincoln County. He also wants to increase the age for charging juveniles as adults from 17 to 18. Only five states join Wisconsin in treating 17-year-olds as adults. Republicans aren't unified with or against Evers' ideas on the topic. The governor says another $200 million will be needed to build replacement prisons for the young offenders. And Wisconsin Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner and Mike Gallagher, those two, joined Democrats in voting to block President Trump's national emergency declaration. The measure will be vetoed by the president, and the 245-182 vote was well below the 290 votes needed to override a presidential veto. The forecast for the rest of the day, look for partly sunny skies with a high in the teens. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 4 below. Friday, mostly cloudy with snow likely in the afternoon, high near 24, about an inch forecast. For Friday night, evening snow, low around 9 with 2 more inches of snow. And then Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 22. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Krall.